Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As you said, yeah, it's only been a couple of days since the season ended. Take some time to regroup, talk to my agent a little bit and family and all that, and make some decisions whenever that time comes. But there's no rush on anything like that.
Connor McDavid with comments that totally won't give Edmonton fans anxiety at all. Yikes. Not yikes, but like, you just lost back-to-back Stanley Cup final appearances, and now you've got the best player in hockey, who just so happens to play on your team, with the biggest, with that said, in hockey's history, probably, when it comes to a little bit of uncertainty in terms of wanting to be in Edmonton long-term. I am interested about what happens there with Connor McDavid. He's got the rest of this next year to play the contract out and also get an extension. For Edmonton, this is kind of easy. Whatever Connor says, you do for a contract. But now the question is, what does he want? And a lot of that has to do with term. McDavid is McDavid, and his skill will not dissipate very quickly in the NHL. His playmaking ability is still off the charts. He's still one of the fastest skaters in the league. If he does a 3 or 4 year deal in Edmonton, it's not really the end of the world for the Oilers. And then he would still be able to go to a free agency after that and get a Mondo contract from whoever else to play out the rest of his days. And it would still be good value. But it's very interesting to hear those comments from McDavid, especially because this free agency, for example, we're going to get a player of Mitch Marner's caliber in free agency. Could you imagine if we're talking a year from now and McDavid does not have an extension signed? You're talking about the best player in the league going to unrestricted free agency? First of all, that would be what a fumble by Stan Bowman and the Oilers for failing to build around Connor McDavid and not getting him some proper help with goaltending. They've made the past two finals with Stuart Skinner as their primary goaltender. And he's not very good, I would say. But that's going to be an interesting saga to follow. And if there's something to that with a conversation I had with Chad DeDominicis yesterday, maybe a trend that is going to start to follow with shorter-term deals for some of the bigger names and big names in free agency, because then they could still come back and get another payday, try to structure it a little bit. And with free agency around the corner, there is something to what do the Sabres do in free agency? There are a lot of big names out there. There are a lot of players that could be for the taking. Obviously, I've started Hoopla about Mitch Marner a long time ago, and I know how unrealistic it is. And I even kind of tried to change the face of the ideal of Mitch Marner, because the ideal is I want the Sabres to bring in somebody that is a big name to kind of try to inject some hope into the fan base again and also send the message that the team means business. We're not spending passively at this point this year. No, we're going to go and get somebody. And it can be through a trade or through free agency. It's kind of why I started gravitating toward Jason Robertson. But thanks to our old friend Jason Bottrell, that dream might be dead. Dallas yesterday, no, 2 days ago, trading Mason Marchment to Seattle for a couple of picks. So now Jason Bottrell decides to be a good general manager. Thanks. Really appreciate that. Not good, but now he makes a good move. I mean, he made a good move trading for Jeff Skinner. The bad move was signing him to a bloated extension where he wasn't really going to probably make that much. Anyway, in free agency, there's a lot of names out there, from Mitch Marner to Brock Besser. Sam Bennett might get there. One of the three Florida Panthers, I'd probably say, gets there between Bennett, Brad Marchand, Aaron Ekblad. It would be hilarious and hysterical if Marchand ever signed with the Sabres. I doubt it happens. The Sabres aren't good enough. Marchand's having the time of his life hanging around with the Stanley Cup. I think he'd want to feel that again. But there's also players like Nikolaj Ehlers. Winnipeg may not be able to get him re-signed. John Tavares, I know that he wants to stay in Toronto. Vladislav Gavrikov, a defenseman with the Kings. I hope that Dante Fabbro tests free agency, because that would be a really good get for any team that gets him. But Columbus has a lot of money that they can use to re-sign. But they also do have a choice there, Columbus, between Fabbro and Ivan Provorov on the blue line as well. It'll be interesting to see what happens when it comes to players that are retained before July 1st. It stinks that July 1st is so close and yet so far away. But to talk about free agency, there's also something that needs to be looked into. Kevin Adams in free agency. I'm glad that it's not for a lot of money that he often invests into free agency. The reason for that is because even on the lower end of additions, not many of them have panned out. And by not many, I mean more than I'm comfortable with, if I'm being entirely honest. It makes me happy that Adams is conservative in free agency. It's not a bad thing to be a little bit conservative in free agency, mostly because I look at Jim Benning in Vancouver, the Jim Benning days in Vancouver, where every year on July 1st, Vancouver, there's like this sound that comes from the Pacific Northwest, and it's Vancouver. And the sound is, oh my God, what did he do this time? And like, it was almost every year that Benning would sign some bloated, ridiculous, nonsensical contract. And like, you just, like, everyone in Vancouver, it's that facepalm that just, like, oh my God, what happened now? What did he do this time?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Adams has a Jim Benning-esque track record on a lower scale. And so Sabres source helped grab this information a couple days ago. Credit to them on Twitter for this. But it's a chart of like the highest total values of Sabres UFAs with Kevin Adams as the general manager since 2020. The most money in terms of total value of a contract that Adams has spent in free agency was a 3-year deal worth $10 million for Connor Clifton. That is the most he has spent on a free agency contract. On one side, good. I don't want to have the ridiculously bloated contract of somebody that is an albatross at this point. We all saw it with the unfortunate effect of the Kyle Okposo deal. It was not through Tim Murray's fault at the time of signing. Okposo was a good player at that time and someone that was probably worth that contract in the moment that he signed it. Unfortunate events happened, injuries happened to where Okposo was a shell of himself, and you're looking at a $6.5 million player on the fourth line of Buffalo for the last 3 years of his contract. That's something that most fans of a hockey team should be very uncomfortable with. And I think there's going to be one or two of those kinds of contracts this year. The second most that Kevin Adams has spent in free agency was a 1-year deal for Taylor Hall at $8 million. I don't think I need to go over that one with everyone. I don't want to wake up too many nightmares. But if you look at the total amounts, the top 10 contract totals that Kevin Adams has handed out in free agency, it is not an inspiring list. To a point where I think that Clifton is easily one of the better ones. Here are the top 10 in terms of total values since Kevin Adams has been a general manager with free agency signings. Connor Clifton, Taylor Hall, Ilya Lyubushkin, Jason Zucker, Cody Eakin, Sam Lafferty, Eric Comrie, Eric Johnson, Nicholas Aube-Kubel, and Dustin Tokarski. Ouch. By a lot. 2-year deals for Eakin and Lafferty and Comrie, those were all, we can call them what they were. They're unfortunate. The Comrie, there was a good idea to it. It didn't work. Lafferty is going to be another fourth line for this team at $2 million again. Eakin was here. We'll call that what that was. But like Jason Zucker, it was a great free agent addition. And there should be a little bit more of the savvy of that kind of a deal. It makes me encouraged. Why? Because Zucker and Clifton are two of his more recent ones. Like when you mentioned Taylor Hall, that's the first year he took over as a general manager. And he took a swing. I respect it. It wasn't too big of a chance. It was only 1 year. But most of this list is definitely why you don't try to build a team through free agency. Ask Barry Trotz in Nashville how that went last year. Free agency is meant to be in the ultimate complementary market, and some teams typically will ignore that. That's why I'm overall happy that he's not as aggressive in free agency. A, because the track record's not too great, even with the lower-end deals. But B, more importantly, he has not been burned on an albatross of a contract. And yes, the Sabres still haven't made the playoffs in 14 years, but could you imagine having this and then having like a David Clarkson contract, for example. That would be a devastating thing for a team. Like even the end of the Jeff Skinner contract, for example. Like that one hurt. And the Sabres are now feeling the effects of it again. Because the buyout with the Skinner deal, next year that's going to be a $6.4 million cap hit on the team for a player who's not here. This year it's $4.4 million. That's a sizable chunk. That's close to the value of the last year of Alex Tuck's deal. Are you kidding? So it makes me feel better that Kevin Adams has not been aggressive in free agency. But I do think the depth signings need to be a little bit better. We can call that for that for what that is. I am very interested in what's going to happen though on July 1st because that is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of chaos because we haven't seen something like this situation since 2017. 2017 is where it is the Oposo free agency, Milan Lucic. There's a lot of these guys that end up, Louis Erickson. There were so many bad deals that were thrown around. Andrew Ladd. Like there were a lot. A lot of these. David Backes. Too many bad free agency contracts from that 2017. And that was because the cap went up. Teams had more money to spend, and they did it with a little bit of reckless abandon. That's what's going to happen now this year. For the first time since the pandemic, the cap is going up in the NHL. And I am ready for one of these teams to drink a little bit of that, of the punch, the stupid juice, as I call it, and a contract gets handed out that should have no business being handed out. I can't wait for that. Even if it happens here. Mostly because that means that the Sabres did something excitable. Even if it's like, yeah, we paid Sam Bennett $10 million a year. You did what? I'm glad that he's here, but like what? So there's a little bit of fear with free agency. But at the same time, the amount of players that may be available, the amount of shifts in the dynamic of the league, that is going to be fun with a salary cap increase. We'll wrap up our number two coming up next here. Joe Yurden joining us at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.